Kim Kardashian's Ring, 2016. Read for you by Katie Kitamura. From a pop culture and women's history perspective, Sunday, 23rd October, 2016, was an eventful day. The day began with best-selling author Elena Ferrante, who had been writing for years under the pseudonym, with the explanation that she preferred to remain anonymous, being unmasked against her will. Though, it has to be said, this purported identity has been consistently refuted by her publisher ever since. And it ended at around 3 a.m., with an assault on reality TV and social media star Kim Kardashian. She was in Paris for Fashion Week and alone in her hotel room near the Place de la Concorde when masked men suddenly burst in, threatened her with a weapon, and shouted repeatedly in poor English, "The ring! The ring!" What they meant was this ring, a 15-carat diamond, which Kim's then-husband, Kanye West, had given her as a second engagement ring and which she had shown in close-up in an Instagram selfie taken just a couple of hours before. Both events caused a great stir. The first chiefly attracted criticism. If someone wants to remain anonymous, let them. The second drew mainly schadenfreude. Anyone who shows off their ostentatious wealth deserves what they get. But more than any of this, both cases pose two questions, each in their own way. First, how much success is a woman ever permitted to enjoy before she has to pay in some way? And secondly, what degree of exhibition or privacy is a woman actually permitted in the 21st century? And, more precisely, how far is she allowed to determine this for herself? Both women were, and still are, hugely successful. Both had chosen a radical and radically different way of being a public figure, all or nothing. The topic has long been controversial. Until not that long ago, well into the 19th century, women were considered to have exhibitionist tendencies if they were seen at the windows of their own homes, clothed, mind you. Nowadays, those who want to be seen are still accused of pathological narcissism, yet those who would prefer to live hidden are dragged out from behind the curtain. In Ferrante's case, the journalist who unmasked her claimed that it wasn't for a successful author to insist on anonymity. Her readers had a right to know who was writing the books they love so much. Her unmasking was inevitable, according to the magazine that published it. In Kim Kardashian's case, on the other hand, the assault was seen as a kind of punishment for her female pride. If a woman puts her life and wealth on display like that, and shows off on Instagram with a ring worth millions, she shouldn't be surprised if someone tries to steal it, the gleeful critic said. The more malevolent voices among them even suggested she'd stage the entire thing so as to catapult herself into the headlines. In general, both women were accused of choosing to hide or show themselves not out of personal preference, in the same way that some people are extroverts and some introverts, but as part of a PR strategy intended to manipulate the market and earn them even more money. In the case of Ferrante, it's hard to say to what extent her anonymity inspires admiration, to what extent her fame and fortune have been generated not just by her writing, but also by the mystery in which she is shrouded. But even if that were the case, why not? When it comes to Kim Kardashian, however, we can spare ourselves the trouble. After all, it's true. It's her job to exhibit herself and her private life, or at least something that looks satisfyingly like it to other people. This is how she earns her money. You can find this a stupid, or rather thin, career concept, but it's worked. By now, Kardashian and her various businesses are said to be worth almost $1 billion. Not for nothing was she wearing a ring like this that October evening. She understood that exhibiting yourself isn't without its risks, but does also bestow power. Ever since the 17th century, and the first paintings of women engaged in their morning toilette, today's beauty routine, we've known that people crave insights into women's intimate lives. It was precisely because women were kept apart for so long and no one knew what actually went on in ladies' areas that people were so desperate to peep through the keyhole. Kardashian merely turned the tables on this age-old curiosity. Whereas celebrities, especially women, spent decades hiding behind bushes, under caps or behind big sunglasses, and fleeing restaurants through the fire exit to escape the press and its intrusive stalking, she took the wind out of voyeurism's sails by showing us absolutely everything, even before we knew we wanted to see it. When Kim Kardashian's sex tape was leaked in 2006, she didn't hide remorsefully behind the couch like we might have done, but instead went on the offensive and turned an embarrassing moment to her advantage. Her family made a show out of it, Keeping Up with the Kardashians became a brand in their own right and used the then new emergence of social media as an extension of reality TV to create a permanent advertising platform for their own products. It might be pure exhibitionism, but perhaps it's also just a different, modern-day form of storytelling. At least, this space of self-presentation is the first one in which women have had the power to decide when and how they are seen, to shape their image in the way they want, and to earn money with it. When Kim Kardashian appeared on the cover of Forbes magazine a couple of months before the attack, in summer 2016, because turning her privacy into a profitable venture had made her a successful businesswoman, she wrote a tweet for all the haters who voiced the accusation that putting yourself on display wasn't really a talent. Not bad for a girl with no talent. In the photo series that accompanied the article, she was wearing the ring.